The 16th perek deals primarily with the prohibition of kibbuy, putting out a fire on Shabbos. And as we will see, Chazal were indeed concerned that if we let people pull their possessions out of their house that is burning or could shortly be burning from another house next to it, they were concerned that people may come to put out the fire because they're involved in taking the possessions out. Let's just put the fire out or forget it Shabbos. Accordingly, Chazal instituted, leave your possessions there. But nonetheless, Chazal did permit certain possessions to be taken out of the house. So Mishnah Aleph says as follows, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh. All types of Kisvei HaKodesh is talking about Tanakh, Torah, Nevim, Ksuvim, Matzilin, Osam, Ibn HaTaleka. Those can be saved because of the fire, from the fire. Bein Shekorim Behem, whether we read them, that's talking about Nevim, and we'll explain what this means in a little bit. Bein She'ein Korim Behem, and even if we don't read them on Shabbos, that's talking about Ksuvim, still you can take them out of the burning house. Va'afal pi Sheksuvim b'chol lashon, even though they are written in non-Hebrew languages, and the ramification from that is there's an opinion that because it's not written in Hebrew, you can't save it on Shabbos, you can't be used, you can't save it on Shabbos. Nonetheless, to Unim Gniza, you would have to still maintain those Sfarim, not even though they're not in Hebrew, in Gniza, in a safe place, you have to treat them with Kedusha. So why, when we referred before to certain types of Sfarim, we're talking about the Ksuvim, that you're not allowed to read Ksuvim on Shabbos? So indeed, Chazal instituted Mibnei Bitol Beis HaMedrash because they were concerned people should be coming to the Beis HaMedrash on Shabbos, hearing the Shir Klali, hearing the Shir given by the Rav, and if they're permitted to learn Ksuvim, Ksuvim are so fascinating, so they may not come to the Beis HaMedrash to hear the Shir. So don't read from Ksuvim on Shabbos. Matzili, Tik ha-sefri ma-sefer, as long as we're talking about that, you can save the book, the Sifrei Kodesh, you can save the case as well that is around the sefer, v'tik ha-tfilin ima-tfilin, you can save tfilin, and not only the tfilin, but the case of the tfilin as well, v'af al-pi shi'esh besoch ha-maus, even though there may be money in there, we're fundamentally not moving it for the muksa, we're moving it for the sefer, and accordingly, or the tfilin, you can move it all together, lehecha matzilan asan, as long as we're talking about that you're allowed to save it, that doesn't mean that you can pull it out of the house, which is a Rishus HaYachid, and bring it to a Rishus HaRabi. And that would be the Isser D'oraisa of carrying. We're just being a little bit more flexible. The Mavoi Sheino Mefulash, we're talking about if you have a Mavoi, which is like an alleyway that is not open. It's talking about it has three walls. It's not fully enclosed by four walls. And on the four side, it has what is called a Lechi. It has one Lechi, not two Lechis. So that would permit us carrying on Shabbos for Chben Besero Mer, even a little bit more lenient. Afle Mefulash, you can carry it out. Even if it has three Mechitzas and not the fourth, it doesn't have a Lechi on the fourth side, still that would be permitted. In Mishnah Beis, how about carrying of food out of this house that's about to burn? Matzilin mazon shalosh seudas harui la'adam la'adam harui la'behema la'behema. It's permitted to save for people. Each person can save three meals for Shabbos, and for an animal also. We have to feed the animal, three meals for the animal as well. So Ketzad, how would this work? How can you really save three meals? So it depends when it is on Shabbos, according to the Tanna Kamma. It goes based on how many meals do you still need to eat on that Shabbos. So nafla l'deika b'leili Shabbos. If that fire hit on Lel Shabbos Friday night before they ate the meal, matzilin mazon shalosh sudas. That's because they need three meals for suda shlishis. Then you're allowed to save three meals. B'shachris, if the fire happened on Shachris, which means in the morning Shabbos day, they already have the Friday night meal, but they didn't have the Shabbos morning day, matzilin mazon shtei sudas. They are permitted to save two meals. B'mincha, if it hit on Mincha, if it's about to burn on Mincha, so they had two meals already in Shabbos, but they haven't had their Seuda Shlishis, their third meal, Mizon Seuda Achas, you can only save one meal. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Le'ola Matzilin Mazon Shalosh Seudas, regardless of when it is on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yossi, you can save three meals. Now we're going to talk Mishnah Gimel about how about if you have food in one container. We said three meals for each individual, but what happens if you have a huge box full of food? Is that considered 100 meals, is that considered one meal? So the Mishnah says, Matzilin sal malei kikaros, if you have a basket and it's full of loaves of bread, and that's for 100 people, 1,000 people, you can save it. That's not going to be counted as separate meals. It's one thing that you're carrying. Ba'afal pi shi'esh bo me'a sudos, and even if it's not for 100 meals, it doesn't matter. Same concept, the eagle shall dvel, if you have a cake of pressed figs, those were huge. They used to preserve their figs by drying them and pressing them together, even though that can feed a lot of people. That that would be considered part of one meal. V'chavish al yain, and a whole barrel of wine, that would be considered for part of one meal. That would be okay to carry out. V'omer ala acherim, and also, that's what you can carry for yourself, three meals, and those items that we just mentioned. But you can also ask other people, not part of your family, your neighbors, other people walking by. Bo v'atzil alachem, each of you can save for yourselves three meals as well. So save it, take it out. It's going to be burned anyway. V'mhayu pikhim, and if they were very knowledgeable as to the halachas, osim imo cheshbon achar ha-shabbos, those people that took those meals, they can bring that food back, and they can say to them, here's this food, it was really ours, but we're bringing it back to you, and let's make a cheshbon. And what that means, the Bartanura explains, that they can get paid for their efforts, because they did not do these actions in order to be paid on Shabbos. It's not considered shchar Shabbos. It's not considered part of the prohibition of being paid for your efforts on Shabbos, because that wasn't intentional. But here they're bringing back the food, and they can say, you know, pay us for our efforts. Le'echan matzilin osam, when we're talking about saving these food, we're not talking again about going from a Rishus Hayachid, the house, to Rishus Rabin, that would be the Isser Doraisa, that would not be permitted. We're talking about Lechatzer HaMe'urevis, that's talking about a courtyard, that they have an Eruv Chatzerus, that would be permitted. Ben Besero Omer Afle She'ena Me'urevis, as long as it's a Chatzer on a Doraisa level, a courtyard is a Rishus Hayachid on a Doraisa level, even though Chazal instituted you need a Eruv Chatzeros, but in this situation, to pull things out because of the fire, you can go into a Chatzer even though there's not an Eruv Chatzeros. Mishnah Dala talks about items, saving items from that fire besides food. Ulisham Matz Motzi Kolt Klei Tashmisho, you can pull out all of the items that you need for the meal. So if you need your plates and stuff for that meal, you can pull out the forks and knives, etc. Whatever you need for the meals, you can carry out as well. V'lovesh Kol Ma She'yachol Lilbosh, when it comes to saving of clothing, you can put on whatever clothing you can. Even if you want to put on three pairs of pants, you can pull out, you can wear multiples of the same thing. The otef komashiyacholatov, and you can wrap yourself, for example, in your talises, multiple talises, shawls. You can wrap yourself multiple garments. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he disagrees. Shmonasar kelim, you can only carry out the 18 garments that were typically worn that at his time, so that would be our limitation. But either way, you can go and put it on and go back inside and get redressed again with those clothing, according to the Tanakama, lots of clothing, according to Rabbi Yossi, those 18 pieces of clothing, and you can bring it out and you can go back and forth, take it off, go back, redress, etc. Omer lacherim, and in addition, again, you can say to other people, "Vo v'atzil de'imi, come and save with me." They can wear it out as well, saving clothing that way. Mishnah Hey, now we're going to talk about that fire. How do we prevent it? Are there ways to prevent it? We can't put it out. Kibui mechabe is an isra midoraisa, but there are ways we can try to stop it by building barriers and the like. So Mishnah Hey says as follows: Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas Omer, porcine or shel gedi al gabe shida teva v'migdol. If you have various items that are getting close to being burned, maybe they're partially being burned. If you have a chest or a box or a closet, that's the shida teva v'migdol sha'achas behemet or. They are already, fire is taken to them. So you're allowed to put the or, that's a hide shel gedi of a baby goat. It's moist. And that indeed would help stop that fire. It says, mipnei shehu mecharech. It doesn't burn. It just gets singed, and it would help slow down or stop that fire. And similarly, va'osin mechkitza b'chol hakelim, you're allowed to put up barriers with various objects to put in the way of that fire to stop it. Be'malayim, be'mreikani, whether those items are full or empty, even if it's full of water, you can put it there, b'shvil shalos sa'avor ha'dleika, in order to stop the dleika. We can't actively put it out, but we can put a barrier in order to stop it. Rabbi Yossi oser b'klei cheres, Chadashim Aleimayim. Rabbi Yossi is machmir when it comes to earthenware, new earthenware, kalim, when it vessels, because those cannot withstand the fire, as we'll see shortly. Mileimayim, if you have those kalim and they're full of water, nefishein yecholim lekabel ator, dehen mitakim umechabim etagleika, because they indeed cannot withstand. They haven't been used or new. They haven't been hardened, etc. Accordingly, they will explode. They will burst, and they will put out the flame. And Rabbi Yossi is of the view, this is what the Bartanura explains, gram kiboy, if you indirectly put out a fire, that is usur even in a place, a concern of hefsid mamon, even in a case of financial loss. The Tanakhama disagrees. Gram kiboy, you're not putting it out directly. It's indirectly, would be permitted in a situation of hefsid mamon. Nishnavav, Ovid Kochavim Shabala Chabor, continuing talking about this fire that's going on. A non-Jew came and he wants to help out Baruch Hashem, and he's coming to put out the fire. The fire department comes. You didn't call them. They came of their own volition. Your neighbor is helping and he's non-Jewish. Ein omrim lo chabe v'al techabe. We don't instruct them. That's an issur of Amira Va'akum. If we tell them, put out the fire, don't put out the fire, it's not up to us, it's up to them, and we're happy if they want to put out the fire. We're not responsible for their Shabbos. They don't have to keep Shabbos, we're not responsible for them. If he wants to put out the fire, Zay Gazun, thank you for your help. Aval Katan Shabbat Chabad, if we have a young Jewish boy that wants to come and put out the fire, Ein Shomim Lo, we don't let him. For him, we are responsible. We are responsible to stop him because he's a young Jewish boy. He can't be Mechal HaShabbos. Mishnah Zayin, Kofin Ke'ara, Agabe Haner, Bishul Shlote Echos Bakor. If we have a ner, if we have a candle that is lit and we're concerned it's going to light the beam on top on fire, we're allowed to put a bowl on top of it. We're not talking about putting a bowl close on top of it to put it out, to extinguish it, but to protect it so that that flame doesn't jump up to the beam. Ba'al. So a shalkat, and this doesn't relate to fires, but we're allowed a similar concept. You're allowed to put a bowl on top of the excrement. Now, it's not talking about the excrement of a child. It's the excrement of a chicken. So a child does not come to play with it. That would be permitted. Val akrav shalotishach, we're also permitted to put a bowl on top of a scorpion, even if it's only going to be a painful bite. It's not going to kill somebody. But to stop it from biting, we would be permitted to put the bowl on top of it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. Only for pikuach nefesh could we trap that scorpion, not to avoid a painful bite. Masa ba'lifnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He says it was a story, a maisa that happened at the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ba'arav, in the place called Arav. Somebody had put a bowl on top of a scorpion. Va'amar choshashani lo mechatas. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I think there's an isur doraisa because it wasn't a pikuach nefesh. Mishnah ches. Ovid kochavim shehi likes haner. Now we're going to talk about benefiting from a non-Jew that he did acts on Shabbos. So, for example, we'll see three examples. Ovid kochavim shehi likes haner. We have a non-Jew that lit a candle. Can we use it in order to see, in order to read? Mishtamish la'orah Yisrael. Because the non-Jew, if he lit it for himself, not for us, we're permitted to use it. V'mishvil Yisrael. However, if he lit it for us, then it's going to be usher for us to benefit from it because he did an act on our behalf. Next example, Mila Mayim Lashkot Behemto. If a non-Jew, he carried out Chotzah from a Rishu Sayachi to Rishu Sarabim, or the reverse, he carried out water to give to his animal, Mashke Acharav Yisrael, a Jew can indeed use that water thereafter, what's left over, Vim Bishol Yisrael Asr. However, if he did it for the Jew, if he did it for the Jew intentionally, then it would be prohibited for the Jew to benefit from that. And third example, Asa Ovid Kochavim Kevesh Leiredbo. If a non-Jew built something, here the example is he built a ramp. So it could be the Isra Bona, Isra Makeh B'Patish. And so he built it for himself. Yored Achrav Yisrael, a Jew can use it as well. V'im Bishul Yisrael, same concept we've seen over and over in this Mishnah. If he built it specifically for a Jew, then it's also because we can't benefit from what a non-Jew does for us intentionally on Shabbos. And now we will give an example of this. Masha b'Rebbe Gamliel is Kenim Shayubayim B'Sfina. There was a time, a Maisa Rebbe Gamliel and others Kenim, they were coming on the ship and they arrived, it was Shabbos now, and they wanted to get off of it, off the boat, but there was no way to get off. Asa Ovikol Chavim Kevesh Leiridbo, and a non-Jew built a ramp for he himself. He built it for himself to get off. Because he built it for himself, they were permitted to use it. The Yardubo Rabbi Gamliel is Kenim, and Rabbi Gamliel and his Kenim used it on Shabbos to get off the boat as well.